help came to us, I realized that we have to take a little initiative ourselves. Kathmandu was still 50, 60 kilometers away. Kathmandu, why? Because the airport was there and somebody told us on radio, somebody heard. So a lot of these Chinese whispers thing happening. And somebody told us that the Indian government has sent their flights and Indian army is looking out for all the Indian citizens and they are taking us back. And so are the Israeli authorities and the European authorities. So we said that it's high time, instead of sitting in the mountains, so we almost 6 days, 7 days, nothing to eat, nothing to, you know, sleep, no bath, nothing. So we thought it's high time we need to take a tour, take a risk, and we need to climb, we need to go to Kathmandu. So we left all our luggage, we left all our clothes, everything, but we took the camera along with us. And we walked for almost 30 days. We walked an entire day, crossed different rivers and reached to a place where we could find the local transport, and locals were very helpful. They helped us out to reach Kathmandu. We reach Kathmandu and we see millions of people at the airport, you know, fighting to go back. The runway had a crack, so not all the flights were coming, not the big flights were coming to Kathmandu, and people were crying, screaming, injured. There was a complete chaos at the airport. But then I realized that Air India, or, you know, the Indian army, were arranging different, and not just for, mind you, for Indians, but for everyone. And I take great pride in saying that, you know, in spite of all these things, what our army does, we don't give them the kind of credit we should be giving, because they go all out there. They fed us, they brought us in their cargo plane. We were brought while sitting, you know, if you can just Google the Indian Army cargo plane. So we were brought in that. And then I spoke to my family. And of course, my family was in, they knew about the earthquake, and the media houses already had already published our photographs on news, different news channels, saying that we were missing. And missing for 6 days speaks a lot of volume. So my mom was very positive. At least she says so. But a lot of family members gave up hopes. And that's where I decided that I'm going to document, and I'm going to give the name of this documentary as Hope Never Dies. And it was good to be back. I felt like I had a reborn, and it's and I'm being brought into life again for a purpose. And since then, I've become more wise, more clear, more vocal, more empathetic than sympathetic.